The Waltz, written by King Stoken, read by Maggie Jolly. Summary. Aziraphale, have you ever danced the waltz?
No, I can't say I have. Why do you ask?
Crowley teaches Aziraphale a new dance.
Author's tags. Rating, general audiences. Archive warning, no archive warning supply. Category, male/male. Fandom, Good Omens TV. Relationship, Aziraphale/Crowley, Good Omens. Characters, Crowley, Aziraphale. Additional tag, dancing, trick or treat, treat. Language, English. Collections, Trick or Treat Exchange 2023.
Aziraphale, have you ever danced the waltz?
No, I can't say that I have. Why do you ask?
Didn't even know you could dance at all till recently. You know a Regency country dance, so I thought it's around the same time period.
No, I never learned. I remember it was quite scandalous at the time.
I could teach you if you want, Crowley shrugged.
Really? Well, I think I'd like that.
Okay then. Crowley got up from the bookshop sofa and snapped his fingers. The gramophone started playing a rather appropriate Viennese waltz. He snapped his fingers again and the tables and bookshelves moved back to give them room. When Aziraphale stepped forward, Crowley pulled him into position. He put Aziraphale's left hand on his shoulder.
You put your left hand here, then we clasp our hands and I put my right hand here, said Crowley, snaking his right hand around Aziraphale and resting it at the small of his back.
Oh dear, well, now I see why this was a bit scandalous. Crowley smirked. Now the steps. Crowley showed Aziraphale the basics of a box step. After a couple of fumbled attempts, Aziraphale caught on rather quickly.
Okay, now let's add some movement.
Crowley led them beyond the initial square on the floor and Aziraphale had little trouble following.
Oh, this is splendid and not that hard at all, declared Aziraphale.
Glad you like it. There's just one more step to add, a sweeping, dramatic turn. Crowley took them into a turn. Aziraphale stumbled, but Crowley caught him, pulling him closer. They were close enough to almost be sharing a breath.
Oh my, this is rather, intimate, isn't it?
All the better for lovesick swine to whisper to their partner how lovely they are, how no one else compares, and they want to dance only with them.
I see, said Aziraphale with a mischievous smile. And what would you whisper to me?
Crowley placed his mouth near Aziraphale's ear and whispered,
You're gorgeous. No one else holds a candle to you, and you are the only person I want to dance the waltz with for the rest of eternity.
Oh, Crowley, I... Aziraphale's hand clutched desperately at Crowley's shoulder.
My dear boy, can we stop dancing?
Crowley slowed them down to a stop. Aziraphale released their clasped hand and wrapped both his arms around Crowley's middle, burying his face into the crook of Crowley's shoulder. Crowley returned to embrace, one arm wrapped around Aziraphale's back, the other holding a head of white curls. They stayed like that a long time until Crowley asked, You all right, Angel?
Yes, said Aziraphale, pulling back slightly.
Crowley, my dear,
yes?
You are the only dance partner I could ever want.
Crowley gave him a teary smile, he kissed Aziraphale's temple, and then he led them into another waltz.
I found this fic through comment exchange on Tumblr, and when I was looking for fics to record for Voice Team 2024, I really wanted to give one of the comment exchange submissions some love. Thank you, Kingstoken, for having blanket permission. I hope you enjoyed this podfic. If you enjoyed the podfic, please show the original fic some appreciation and check out the other works by Kingstoken. And maybe check out comment exchange on Tumblr, a place for underappreciated fanworks of all kinds.